Page 3, Section 1, Testing. In this section, you'll learn about two-part knowledge exam, road skills test, vision screening, vision standards. Tests will include a vision screening and may include a two-part knowledge exam and a road skills test. A DMV representative will tell you which test you need to take. Two-part knowledge exam. You will need to take the knowledge exam if you do not hold a valid driver's license from another U.S. state, Canada, Germany, France, or the Republic of Korea. The two-part knowledge exam is given on a computer and tests your knowledge of traffic signs, motor vehicle laws, and safe driving. Exam questions are taken from information in this manual. You must correctly answer all 10 traffic sign questions in Part 1 of the exam before you can take Part 2 of the exam. Part 2 tests your general knowledge with multiple choice questions. You must answer at least 80% of these questions correctly to pass Part 2. If you fail the exam, and you are under age 18, by law you must wait a full 15 days before you can retake the exam. For example, if you fail the exam on January 1st, the earliest you can take the exam again is January 17th. Age 18 or older, you must pay a $2 fee if you retake the exam within 15 days. The exam may be taken only once per business day. An audio version of the exam is available, and the exam is offered in many different languages and American Sign Language. Therefore, translators may not be used for tests in offered languages. If you fail the knowledge exam 3 times, you will not be able to take it a 4th time until you complete and pass the classroom component of driver education. You may have the option of completing an 8-hour course based on the Virginia Driver's Manual and approved by DMV exclusively for satisfying the 3 times failure requirement. This course is available at a driver training school. Please see the requirements below based on your age. Customers age 18 and older may complete a course based on the Virginia Driver's Manual. The completion date of the Driver's Manual course must be after the date that you failed the knowledge exam the 3rd time. When you successfully complete the course and give DMV your certificate of completion, you can take the knowledge exam again. Customers younger than 18 may complete the course based on the Virginia Driver's Manual if they have previously completed the classroom component of driver education. Before you can take this course, you must present your certificate of completion for the classroom component of driver education to the driver training school that will be conducting the driver's manual course. The completion date of the driver's manual course must be after the date that you failed the knowledge exam the 3rd time. When you successfully complete the course and give DMV your certificate of completion, you can take the knowledge exam again. When testing, you cannot get help while taking the exam, help another person taking the exam, try to get test questions or answers before the exam, give another person exam questions or answers, use a cell phone during the exam. A sample knowledge exam is in Section 8 of this manual and at www.dmvnow.com. Services for persons with disabilities. Customers with special needs or who require special help with applications or testing should tell a DMV staff member at any DMV location. Page 4, Road Skills Test. You will need to take the road skills test if you do not hold a valid driver's license from another U.S. state, Canada, Germany, France, the Republic of Korea, or Taiwan. You must provide a vehicle for the road skills test, cannot be taken in an auto cycle. The vehicle must have a valid safety inspection sticker, license plates, registration card and decals, working brakes, safety belts, horn, lights, turn signals, mirrors, and speedometer. To take the road skills test, the DMV examiner will require that you either present an acceptable driver's education certificate of completion or complete a behind-the-wheel checklist, DMV form CSMA-19, available at www.dmvnow.com or any DMV office, that describes specific driving tasks that you may be asked to perform while taking the road skills test. A licensed driver will need to certify on the form that he/she has been with you while you practice the driving tasks and that you have complied with all the requirements for learner's permit holders while operating a motor vehicle. For applicants under 18, the road skills test will be given as part of the driver education course taken at a public, private, or commercial driving school. If you are homeschooled, refer to the Homeschooled In-Car Driver Education Information Sheet, HS3, for more information about taking the road skills test. Applicants age 18 or older must hold the learner's permit for 60 days prior to the first road skills test or complete a course of driver's education at a driver training school approved by DMV or the Department of Education. For applicants who choose to take driver's education, the road skills test will be administered by the driver training school. For those who opt to hold a learner's permit for 60 days, the road skills test will be given by a DMV staff member. The test may be taken only once per business day. If you fail the road skills test, you must wait 2 days to take it again. If you fail the road skills test at DMV 3 times, you will not be able to take it a 4th time until you complete and pass the in-vehicle part of driver education at a driver training school approved by DMV or the Department of Education. The completion date for the in-vehicle part must be after the date you failed the road skills test the 3rd time. Once you successfully complete the in-vehicle part and give DMV your certificate of completion, you can take the road skills test again. Vision screening. To screen your vision, a DMV staff member will ask you to look into a machine and read a series of letters or numbers. The vision screening is not a medical exam. The screening shows whether your vision meets Virginia's standards to safely drive. If you fail the vision screening, you may be asked to visit an eye care professional. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses to pass the vision screening, you must wear them when you drive. Your license will display a C for this restriction. To have this restriction removed after having laser surgery to correct your vision, you must visit a DMV customer service center and pass the vision screening without wearing glasses or contact lenses, or submit a vision screening report, Med-4. Vision standards. Driver's license, unrestricted. 20/40 or better vision in one or both eyes, and 110 degrees or better horizontal vision in one or both eyes, or comparable measurement that shows a field of vision within this range. Driving, restricted to daylight hours only. 20/70 or better vision in one or both eyes, and 70 degrees or better horizontal vision. If you have vision in only one eye, you must have horizontal vision of at least 30 degrees or better when looking toward your nose, and 40 degrees or better when looking toward your temple, or comparable measurement that shows a field of vision within this range. A daylight driving only restricted license permits you to drive only during the period of time beginning a half hour after sunrise and ending a half hour before sunset. Bioptic telescopic lenses. If you wear bioptic telescopic lenses, read the DMV publication Driver's Licensing Information for Bioptic Telescopic Lens Wearers, Med-44, available at www.dmvnow.com, or contact DMV at 804-497-7100.